Your SteveJonesShow.com audio is coming up next. Audio and podcast of The Steve Jones Show, a service of Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf.
News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is The Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Well, that would be me. Our number, 1-800-795-9565. Remember that, what was it, the email I received? What was it, the day the free report was released? Somebody said you avoid the tough questions. I've been sitting here every day, dude. Our number is 1-800-795-9565. We're at the Sunbury Motors Studio, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. And the Lenape Solar Hotline, which, by the way, is a cooking. Go to LenapeSolar.com. Our next stop at 1-800-795-9565 is John. Hello, John. Welcome to the show. Thanks a lot for your patience.
You're welcome. Hello, Steve. I just wanted to hear your thoughts. I don't know if you already gave it or not. I missed a little bit of the show, but your thoughts on State Farm losing the Penn State losing the advertising from State Farm.
Saw that, John. First of all, shame on you for missing the first part of the show. Now, what's that about, John? You have to be all in.
Wait a minute. I listened from 3 to 3.30. I just missed a half hour.
John, I'm just kidding. I mean, we have to have some levity on here, right? We have to laugh at some point.
Right.
State Farm, look, every company has to make their own decision, all right? And if I'm a company and I'm with the Penn State Sports Network, let me tell you exactly what you're getting, okay? You are getting 65 radio stations in 6 states on the Internet. You're getting Sirius XM radio. You're getting signage before in a stadium that seats 108,000, all right? To me, if you're an advertiser, that is invaluable advertising. But you know what? You move forward. If they don't want to be there, I want people who want to be there. And there are a lot of people who want to be there, because I can tell you right now on the Penn State Sports Network, even with State Farm dropping, at the moment, sales are actually ahead of last year. I was in a meeting last Thursday. That's why I know these things. All right. Sales are ahead of last year. The pregame show is more than 80% sold out. The game itself, the game, is 85% plus sold. And the postgame is 90% plus sold. So that's what's happened to this point. There have been a lot of people that have made their decision to hang in there. And this is a new era with a new coach and a new understanding of what Penn State University is, with a lot of the old standard as well, because there's a foundation that all of us are proud of. And moving forward, I just want people on there that want to be with us, and I think there are a lot of people that want to be with us.
That sounds good. It sounds like you don't think this will be a trend then? It's maybe just an anomaly?
Well, I mean, the story, when it comes up, they'll mention how Sherwin-Williams dropped, now State Farm dropped. So it becomes a story in that regard. But, for example, it doesn't mention that Dietz and Watson, for example, has come on board as a major sponsor. And Dietz and Watson is going to be the pregame sponsor for Jack and me outside of the Jordan Center, and we do the pregame show on the road. They're the sponsor. Pennsylvania Propane and Gas, guess what? Right there, postgame show sponsor. They re-upped their contract. Chesapeake Energy is very deep into what's going on. These are all great sponsors, and now I want to tell Penn State people something else. You listen to those sponsors that we have on the radio network, and you listen to the sponsors that we have on this show right now, right? I want you to patronize them, right? I want, as Penn Staters, to sit there and say, you know what? When the going got tough, you stuck with us. I'm sticking with you. And I think they'll find out the loyalty of Penn Staters will make their investment in Penn State pay off.
I can tell you, Steve, if I ever go solar, I think our talk to Buzz, he seems to be a good guy.
Yeah, so.
And I have one more question.
Sure, John.
Do you think ticket prices will rise, being that there's a $60 million fine and they're going to have to come up with some funds?
Well, it's going to be divvied out in 5 payments of $12 million per year. And, of course, they lose the bowl money, which is going to be donated over the next 4 years, which comes out to about $13 million. But that's the bowl money that's done at the end of the year. So budgeting-wise, that makes it tighter. The $12 million per year is over 5 years. And to be frank with you, it doesn't just have to come from athletics. I think they want it to. I think Penn State would like to see it come from athletics. But, for example, if there's a major donor that wants to make a $12 million donation to pay for the fine this year, and then, John, I can tell you're probably good for it. just kidding you, John.
Don't
we all? It'd be nice to say, you know, I've got this $12 million just burning a hole in my pocket. What do I do with it? But a major donor actually could do it, too, if that were to happen. I'm just saying that was actually part of the press conference yesterday. They didn't really care where it came from, but they said it could not be done, and Penn State dropping sports in order to do it.
Yeah, and I don't think it would be a good idea for them to raise ticket prices to pay for it either. I was hoping they wouldn't go down that avenue.
Yeah, you did ask that, and I apologize, John. That's a question I can't answer. That is a question that has to be answered by Greg Myford. It has to be answered by John Nattardi and the people in the Nittany Lion Club as to what they want to do about that. That part, which is a very good question, John, I can't answer and don't know the answer to right now.
All right, well, thank you, Steve. Have a good day.
John, doing the best I can. I hope you are, too. All right, our number 1-800-795-9565. 1-800-795-9565. Again, we'd like to have you jump on board here. And again, your comments are appreciated, your questions are appreciated, and whatever I can do to answer the question, I can. Look, we all deal, okay? This is one area where Bill O'Brien and I have a lot of common ground. A lot of common ground. And I've talked about this before, that when you are hit with a circumstance that is not your own doing, you have to be able to have the strength, the fortitude to pull through. And there are people around you that help you pull through. And as I mentioned, Bill wakes up every day to a daunting challenge with his son, Jack. And I think enough of you have seen the stories about Bill's family, his wife, Colleen, who's a rock, along with his son, Michael, who's the life of the party. And then there's Jack. And Jack suffers from seizures, and there's a variety of things. He's wheelchair-bound, is a beautiful child. And I think that many of you know now within our wonderful area of State College and the Susquehanna Valley that over the past, since birth, my son was born with spina bifida. But it really started making a turn where it became extremely difficult starting in the summer of 2006. And a surgery he had in 2000, he had two surgeries in 2007. He nearly lost his life in 2009. And the wonderful, incredible, talented, great people at the Janet Weiss Children's Hospital at the Geisinger Medical Center in February and March of 2009 saved his life. Those beautiful people saved his life. And the nurses who cared for him and went out of their way, I mean, everything. And then he had another surgery again in 2010. All right? So, you know, I mean, and the surgery lasted, it was at Children's Hospital in Boston, it lasted 17 and a half hours. Okay? 17 and a half hours the surgery lasted. He did not ask for that in his life. But my son had more guts than 50 people combined. And he's here, and in fact, he's off for a job interview right now. He graduated with honors from South Hills. From South Hills College, he graduated with honors. Right? And he's off for a job interview right now. And he didn't ask for this. And my family didn't ask for this. But it's how you react to it. Bill O'Brien didn't ask for Jack to be like that. It's crushing. It's crushing when you find out early on that your child has something wrong. It's crushing. Right? Now, this is our job, and it's a football program. And there's no doubt we've had, in a football world, a sledgehammer taken to us. But you have to have fortitude and backbone. Now, John asked a good question about ticket prices, which I can't answer, and we'll see what answers Penn State gives about that. All right? But in terms of being at the games for the people who have tickets, there's nothing greater. And I know there's an initial swell because, look, I'm going to keep making this speech 2 years from now, 3 years from now, and so forth. Right? But to be there and hang in there. I mean, people talk about the effect on recruiting. Television will be a major plus in keeping the recruiting part going. Number two, how Bill wants to play is going to be a major part in how they recruit, even with limited numbers. And three, your support and presence will be critical to the ability to recruit. To have people come in there and say, oh, my goodness, look at this. Everything that's happened here. Look at these people in the games on TV. And I think he's been able to sell all that to people already. And all of you out there are critical to this, whether it's the State College area or the Susquehanna Valley. And I'm talking for the, you know, we've had calls from Williamsport all the way down to Lancaster, Harrisburg area, I mean, all the way through. We have calls up and down this valley because of the incredible reach of News Radio 1070 WKOK. Incredible reach. And I want to tell you right now, there is no other area in the country, I guarantee it, and I've traveled everywhere, there's no other area in the country that has the backbone and the character that this one does. Because I guarantee you, because of that character and that background that makes our area special. And do not let anybody on any other network try to tell you what your culture is. You know what our culture is. And don't let them tell you who you are. You know who you are, and we know who we are. And I'm telling you right now, as one, it's going to come back as one, because the character and the backbone of the people who live here that do great things every single day, that do incredible things every single day. I don't care whether it's the university with what they do with FUN, Lift for Life, Special Olympics, Coaches versus Cancer, or whether it's the fundraiser for the Sunbury Fire Company. We have a special area and a special group of people and a special group of fans. And together, everybody will do their part and get this thing back exactly where all of us want it to be. And it's going to happen because of Bill O'Brien, Patrick Chambers, Russ Rose, Char Moret, I mean, I don't know, Guy Godowski, Cale Sanderson, the student-athletes, and the people in the stands. You know, there's a point to stand up with backbone and then look at the people in Indianapolis and say, you tried, and guess what? It didn't work. Okay? We're all still here. We're all still standing. And we know who we are. And we know we believe in education. We know we believe in philanthropy. And you know what? We love sports. 1-800-795-9565. Back with more News Radio 1070 WKOK after this.
When you buy anything, isn't it best to see people who've been around for a long time, satisfying customers just like you all the time? Makes sense, doesn't it? So when you're in the market for a quality new or pre-owned vehicle, the only place to go is Sunbury Motors. They've been in business since 1915, partnering up folks just like you with a vehicle that best suits their needs and budget. Their service after the sale can't be beat. And if you like selection, there's none better than Sunbury Motors. Fords, Kias, Lincolns, Mercurys, Hyundais, Sunbury Motors sells them all. Their finance teams are unmatched. They'll be glad to help you secure the affordable option you want on any new or pre-owned vehicle you find on their lots. See the people who've been in business since 1915. Sunbury Motors Ford, Lincoln Mercury, and Hyundai in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com.
Great branches have experienced managers, and you deserve the best.
Northumberland National Bank, nothing too big or too proud. Northumberland National Bank,
We don't just follow the crowd.
It takes years of experience to become a good branch manager. At the Northumberland National Bank, we have a seasoned team of branch managers who specialize in matching products and services to the individual needs of their customers. Our managers have over 104 years of banking experience. It doesn't get better than that.
We know the world keeps on changing, making you feel rather small. But we're used to dealing with problems, standing by you through it all.
Call or come by the Northumberland National Bank on Front Street, Northumberland, on 4th Street, Sunbury, Lori Lane in Hummel's Ward, Port Treverton and Middleburg. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The customer always comes first.
Your business is only as good as your network and server are to make things run smoothly. How can you keep your business humming along and avoid those computer-related bumps in the road? By letting Better Business Solutions take the confusion and worry out of your network issues. They'll give you a server that allows for all of your computers to work together. Getting all those applications and equipment working properly can be something you don't want to tackle. When you let Better Business Solutions take the confusion out of your networking issues, you feel the difference that smooth-running technology can make. At Better Business Solutions, they can provide network and information technology administration at affordable prices. Better Business Solutions has their own hardware staff to keep your network and server running at the most efficient level. Now, what about having your personal computers talk with each other? Again, Better Business Solutions can help. Better Business Solutions can show you how to set up an in-home or business local area wired or wireless network, too. To learn more, call Better Business Solutions at 275-5844 or visit online at www.better-business-solutions.com. That's 275-5844. 275-5844.
News Radio 1070 WKOK, your source for news, weather, and sports, also gives you the biggest hits and the big misses of the silver screen. Listen Fridays as I, Movie Mike, give you my aisle seat perspective on the newest releases playing in the central Susquehanna Valley. Let me help you decide which movies to see and which to avoid. Your source for news, weather, sports, and entertainment is News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Welcome back. Our number 1-800-795-9565 at the Sunbury Motors Studio, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Key, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. And also, this is the Lenape Solar Hotline at 1-800-795-9565. Go to lenapesolar.com, and at 1-800-795-9565, we have Jerry in Sunbury. Hello, Jerry. Thank you for your patience. I welcome you to the show.
Steve, hi. This is Terry Whelan calling. Listen, I wanted to tell you and thank you for your incredible ability to try to heal the folks with all this thing with Penn State. What you just got done saying here a few minutes ago, I don't think you'll hear that anywhere. You have a great gift, and it shows big time, and it is just such a comfort. And it's nice having someone with your stature up there that can, you know, it's like when mom gave you a medicine, you know. It was a spoonful of cod liver oil, maybe, or something. But it just is great to hear someone with your intelligence to be able to talk about this whole thing. I was listening to you yesterday a bit, and, of course, today I just tuned it in. And as soon as I tuned it in, your program in, you were talking here about the Valley and its character and stuff. And, you know, you have an insight, and I am so grateful to hear a sports announcer with such high quality and intelligence. So, listen, Steve, thanks a lot, and keep up the good work wherever you can promote Penn State. By golly, we got to do it, because if we don't, no one's going to do it. And as far as I'm concerned, the NCAA owes Penn State an apology for their ignorant comments about education and sports yesterday. That just blew me away. But you're good. Keep it up. That's all I have to say. Thank you, sir.
Terry, thank you so much. That's very, very kind of you to say. I appreciate that. And what I'm telling everybody is, from at least my opinion, is from my heart. So, and it's what I believe. And the part about education yesterday and perspective of education in sports that was said was a slap in the face to every student athlete at Penn State that's received a degree. The tens of thousands, by the way, over the years that have received their degrees from Penn State that have been involved as a student athlete on a scholarship. You can't tell them their lives were put out of perspective when they were going to class and going to Morgan and everything else while trying to somehow balance their academic life and their athletic life. Those degrees are gold. They are gold. And they know it. And for those who will participate in the games, they already know what the final score of the games happen to be. But we're moving forward. The most important thing right now out of all of this, and it's the part that Bill O'Brien did not count on. Okay? He wanted two things. Bill O'Brien wanted two things specifically out of this. Number one, whatever happened, he wanted to be on TV and he wanted to keep playing. So number one, he wanted to keep playing, no death penalty, and he wanted to be on TV. He got those two key components. Now on TV, you can showcase to recruits how you play because your route to the NFL, I want to tell you, you're a quarterback. I want to tell you right, you're a quarterback. And you watch Braxton Miller play quarterback or Denard Robinson play quarterback. And by the way, Denard Robinson is a phenomenal athlete. And Braxton Miller is a really good athlete. So please, I am not downing their ability as athletes at all. Because in the college game, an athlete like that can really change the tone of a program. But they are neither one of them is a next-level quarterback at all. Neither one of them is a next-level quarterback. I mean, Robinson's not a next-level quarterback. Now, he'll play at the next level because he's such a great athlete. And I can tell you, no uncertain terms, Braxton Miller is not a next-level quarterback. But Bill O'Brien will be recruiting and teaching next-level quarterbacks. And when I've watched him work with the quarterbacks, it is phenomenal what he expects out of them. So while this is right now, the biggest part is the next 9 days. You're saying 9 days? Why 9 days? Get to training camp with your existing roster. Okay, that's the key part. If they can keep the core group intact, despite everything that happens, I think they're going to have a good football team this year. Now, of course, they can't play the Big Ten championship game. And I'll tell you right now, one of the things that really, and I'm on a list, so I know why I got the email. But this morning I got an email from the Big Ten telling me, asking me to promote the Big Ten championship game tickets are on sale. But I thought to myself, your timing with me wasn't that good. But Bill O'Brien is working hard to keep the current players. Okay? So far, as of this afternoon, not one current player has informed Bill O'Brien that he's leaving. Again, the sanctions were harsh. We know that. Sanctions were very harsh. Stunningly harsh, to be frank with you. But I started hearing about it on Sunday, so once it got to Monday, I already had settled in my head as to what probably was going to happen. The only thing I wanted to hear was about the TV part. As soon as I heard that, I thought to myself, the window of opportunity is open. All right? But don't ever let anybody on any radio network or TV network tell you who you are. We know who we are. And we know what we believe in, and we know what our value system is. And I'm sick of having other people tell us who we are. Our number 1-800-795-9565. That is 1-800-795-9565. Got about 25 minutes left in the show. The Sunbury Motors Studio, 4th Street in Sunbury, and also Sunbury Motors Key, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. The Lenape Solar Hotline is open at 800-795-9565. And you can always go to lenapesolar.com. Several writers have been weighing in on what happened, and we'd be more than happy to take your call. Ivan Maisel, whom I've known for a while, respect tremendously, wrote a column And in the column, he says, you can read hundreds of pages, the NCAA manual, from now until the Nittany Lions run onto the field to play against Ohio September 1st. And you won't find a single rule that Penn State violated in this case. If that doesn't mean anything, then why have a rule book? Maisel goes on to write, but then His Excellency spoke Mondays, referring to Mark Emmert, and it became clear why the NCAA came down so harshly so quickly on Penn State. Emmert and the university presidents who formed the NCAA's executive committee saw this as an unprecedented case. They saw it had nothing to do with rules infractions. They saw the model of intercollegiate athletics as we know it at stake. Emmert said, quote, there remains a sense of urgency in resolving this case, period. It wasn't driven by the fall semester or the upcoming college football season. The timing was simply that. Following the work of both the criminal investigators and the free report, the information was there. There was no compelling reason to delay the process. And then Ed Ray, the Oregon State president, the chair of the executive committee, said it was a unanimous sense. We needed to act. We needed to act quickly and effectively. Ivan Maisel went on to write, every 20 years or so, university presidents rise from their slumber and reassert that they are in charge of the balls and the shoulder pads. In the early 90s, they reacted, it was actually the late 80s, to the SMU death penalty by overhauling the NCAA structure. And now, in a visceral reaction to the Penn State scandal, the executive committee has levied the harshest penalty short of the SMU case in NCAA history. Ivan Maisel goes on to write on ESPN.com, the presidents felt as if they were at war with an alien culture in which football made the decisions and the university kowtowed to it. It says that is anti-ethical to everything that the NCAA model represents and a little too close to the truth for presidents to stomach. The smart ones live with the hypocrisy every day, secure in the knowledge that the athletics that unite the university community and create a spirit that builds buildings and fills laboratories. When that hypocrisy resulted in a pedophile remaining at large, the university presidents didn't like what they saw, especially in the mirror. They lashed out at what they saw, and they attacked it. As statements go, a $60 million fine, 40 scholarships, a four-year bowl ban, and 112 vacated wins is right up there with the Magna Carta. The presidents put new stakes in the property line. They are in charge. The importance of that principle supersedes any other consideration. If the Penn State players want to play in a bowl game, they can leave their coaches and their classes and their friends and go somewhere else. This case may be unprecedented, but as usual, the NCAA model, the current Penn State coaches and players are the victims of their predecessors' actions. This is Ivan Maisel writing. Maisel goes on to write, moreover, the culture, the president's attack at Penn State no longer exists. What is left of Penn State is not a combatant. Former President Graham Spanier has been fired and disgraced. Former Vice President Gary Schultz and Athletic Director Tim Curley will be on trial for perjury. Joe Paterno's memory has been stained. A scar bandaged in a chain-link fence where his statue once stood. The university will be in hock for millions in liability payments to the victims abused on its campus because of its failure to see what was in plain view in hindsight. And hindsight was the key word. It remains possible that the free report did not come down from Mount Sinai or stone tablets. The NCAA famously doesn't have subpoena power, yet it acted before the three central figures in the Penn State case, who are still living, have had the opportunity to defend themselves and speak publicly in court. The Paterno family maintains that the entire story has not emerged. Ivan Maisel finishes, the principle that the presidents are defending, that they are in charge, is worth defending. Nothing would have been lost, though, if they had waited long enough for the remaining avenues to be explored. Emmert and the presidents didn't care to wait. Let's hope that their impatience doesn't get in the way of their intentions. That is the column of Ivan Maisel, the senior writer for ESPN.com. I know ESPN's been criticized by many, but that is the... And again, a guy I've always respected. I've always liked... The first time I actually met him was 1996 at the NCAA tournament. He sat next to me in Providence as I did the game. And I've always respected him. I mean, I didn't have to agree with everything he wrote, but I always respected him. And that is a very interesting column I wanted to pass along to everybody this afternoon. What are your thoughts? Our number, 1-800-919-3776. 795-9565, 1-800-795-9565. That is our number. And again, Bill O'Brien today did meet with the media. He made several points along the way that he wanted to get into. At the same time, he answered every question as thoughtfully as possible. I can get to some of the answers in this. Here's the transcript. Are you more worried about losing players this summer or after the season? Bill O'Brien, I really don't think about it that way. I reiterate every single day to this team and individually to these players why they came here, what Penn State stands for, which is a world-renowned education, the ability to come here and play football on TV in front of 108,000 fans and to play for a fantastic coaching staff. So I don't think about down the line tomorrow. So when it comes to that stuff, I just think about continuing to communicate with our players. The next question is, did the severity of the sanctions surprise or disappoint you when you first got these specifics yesterday morning? Bill O'Brien said, I would say that in coaching, one thing that you learn right away is that you always have to be ready for anything. Whether you're calling plays in a game or whether you're meeting with Bill Belichick, you have to be ready for anything. So at the end of the day, there are rules that we play under and what we've already started to implement in our plan for these new rules and where we're headed. And that's what we're doing right now. So that's the approach that we're taking, and we really can't start practicing football, to be honest with you. We really can't wait to start practicing football. What's your gut feeling on the 2012 seniors sticking around for the season? Bill O'Brien said, I feel really good about this team right now. I've had a couple of meetings with the guys. He said, I think we've got a bunch of stand-up, tough, smart Penn State kids that care about the university and that care about the football team. They've developed a lot of chemistry and over the last 6 months with this university, with this coaching staff, and I feel very good about where we are right now. He says, now, at the end of the day, we'll find out what type of team we have when we start practice August 6th, but as it stands right now, we continue to communicate with our players, and we feel good about where we are right now. Next question was, how much will this change your recruiting philosophy? Bill O'Brien's answer, of course it changes it based on the numbers, but the philosophy that I brought here is based on my experience with the New England Patriots, and it does not change, meaning that we're looking for high-character guys that are good students, that are tough football players, and we're going to find different ways to do that. At the end of the day, these are the rules we play under, and to me, it's much like an NFL roster. That's what we're looking at, and that's the way we're going to approach it without getting into details. Next, what would your message be to Penn State fans right now? A lot of them are trying to figure out if they should renew season tickets. Some are saying they're all in. What's your message to them? Bill O'Brien said, I would tell them to renew their season tickets. I would tell them to move forward. I would tell them to turn the page and get on board with a new era of Penn State football. I would tell them to continue their belief in the fantastic university that offers people a fantastic education. I would tell them to remember that they've got a football team here that is working extremely hard for this upcoming season. I would tell them to remember the mission of Penn State, and which, as it relates to football, is the value of a world-renowned education with the ability to play great football. I would tell them to jump on board. Next, are you confident you can keep your staff intact after the season? I'm very confident about this staff and our ability to work together and stay together. Let's see. Next, sounds like the NCAA has created a free agency system with the players on your team. How would you compare that to how you dealt with it in New England? Bill O'Brien said that's a good comparison. Obviously, in professional football, you're talking about money and paybacks and paychecks. He said, we're not talking about that here. What we're talking about here is the value of an education, the ability to play football in front of 108,000 people on TV. In my opinion, to be able to play 6 or 7 bowl games a year right here in State College, in front of great fans. There are a lot of things in the NFL we would tell agents as to why a player should stay with our team. And in a similar way, we're telling our football players to remember why they came here. Remember the relationships you've developed. How you feel about the staff. How you feel about the guy you play next to. And how you feel, most importantly, about the university and the ability to take that degree and go into the real world, graduate, or go to the NFL or the business world. As of right now, have any current players inform you that they're going to be leaving by a transfer? Bill O'Brien said no. You called the sanctions harsh yesterday. How important is it that TV was not TV was not on the table? I believe in the chain of command here at Penn State. And so the communication is me to my boss, Dave Joyner, to his boss, Rod Erickson. And the lines of communication there was that I asked two things. One, let us play football. Two, let us be on TV. At the end of the day, that's all I wanted. You want to play football in a fantastic, beautiful stadium in front of passionate fans, and you want your fans to be there. If they can't get to the game, you know, I want them to be able to see us on TV. We got that. We're able to play football. I understand we can't go to a bowl game. I understand that. I really do, believe me. But like I said early this morning, I'm not sure there are many bowl games that are played in front of 108,000 fans. So I feel good about where we are now and our ability to play football on TV. Let's see. We'll skip through a few questions here as we move down. What have your staff been able to reach out to the class of 2013? Has your message to them been similar as to what you told the guys on the team already? I'm not going to get into the recruiting aspect, Bill O'Brien said, because of the rules and what I'm allowed to comment on. But I will tell you that we're obviously been involved in a lot of different areas of the football program over the last few days, and we feel very good about where we are recruiting-wise. We continue to tell everybody involved in the Penn State football program that this is what Penn State is about. It's about, again, a top-level university where you can come in, choose from over 100 different majors. You have some of the best faculty in the world to teach you. And you got a chance to play in front of what I consider one of the best staffs in the country, a staff that's going to develop you to play in the NFL and to develop you to the next stage in life if it's not the NFL. So there are things that I've talked about to everybody involved with the Penn State football program the last 2 days. Some people have suggested that the sanctions are worse than the death penalty. What are your thoughts on this? Is this worse than the death penalty? His answer is the same as mine. Bill O'Brien, no, we are playing football. We open the season September 1st in front of 108,000 strong against Ohio University, and I couldn't feel better about that part. We're playing football. We're playing football, and we're on TV. We get to practice. We get to get better every day as football players, and we get to do it for Penn State. Our number, 1-800-795-9565. More of Bill O'Brien's answers from his teleconference in a few moments as we continue on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Business owners, listen up. Reducing your electric bill goes hand in hand with increasing your energy efficiency. And now you can accomplish both with a hand from Lenape Solar, your approved PP&L e-power trade ally. Upgrading to energy efficient lighting in your facility has never been simpler or more affordable. And we do all of the paperwork for you. The e-power direct discount program for PP&L customers pays you up front for up to 75% of the project cost. And with the savings you'll clearly see, your project can easily pay for itself in less than a year. Lenape Solar is your trusted local source for energy efficiency and solar energy solutions. And now is the time to lower your business's electric bill and increase your bottom line forever. With a hand from Lenape Solar, this is Justin Charles, and I invite you to schedule your free, no-obligation energy analysis today by calling 570-286-1496, visiting Lenape Solar at 140 South 2nd Street in Sunbury, or find us online at lenapesolar.com.
Don't just change the channel. Change the way you watch TV entirely. With Service Electric Cablevision's digital cable with on-demand and high-definition TV, you're on board for a superior viewing experience. SECV HDTV offers over 100 channels, with more and more channels continuously added. You'll be amazed as you watch all of your favorite shows, movies, and sporting events come to life on your screen in flawless high-definition resolution. SECV On Demand offers over 6,000 titles, including over 4,000 that are free programming, opening your home to a world of endless entertainment. Access new movie releases, entire seasons of TV shows, music videos, sporting events, full functionality controls, convenient room-to-room viewing, and more. Plus, it's free with Service Electric Cablevision Digital Cable. On-demand and HDTV can be bundled to save money with other great products from SECV. There's no better way to watch TV and no better time to make the switch to digital cable with on-demand and HDTV. Call today or visit SECV.com to find the product or package that's right for you.
Since 1995, OBGYN Associates of Lewisburg has been and continues to be the area's most comprehensive obstetrics and gynecology practice. Located in the Evangelical Professional Medical Office Building, Drs. Russell Stankiewicz, Julia Redke, Maria Fuyana Journay, and Ngozi Onokogu continue to accept new patients. For an appointment, call 523-8700 or visit us on the web at obgynassociatesoflewisburg.com. Fallen out of love with your kitchen? Do you want to do some renovations? The Decorating Center can help. Right now, all Yorktown cabinetry in oak, maple, cherry, and hickory are 50% off. The Decorating Center is always there with you all the way from design to installation. Or choose beautiful tile and travertine backsplashes. They have granite, quartz, stone, and Corian too. They're all at the Decorating Center right now. The Decorating Center, Route 45 east of Mifflinburg.
Decorating Center.
News Radio 1070 WKOK presents The Road Report. 10 minutes before the hour each weekday morning on WKOK. We'll talk about construction slow spots, and we'll let you know if the weather is going to affect driving. Before you hit the road, check out The Road Report at WKOK.com. Then, listen to News Radio 1070 WKOK to find out what you'll run into on the way to work. The Road Report is on WKOK and WKOK.com.
Cat scratch fever. Oh, my goodness. Well, you know, it's one thing to sit there and in the immediate aftermath of something, and you come out and you have some angry and some fire in the belly and so forth. But I think you all know me enough by now that what I'm telling you today is the same thing I'm going to tell you a year from now, and the same thing I'm going to tell you a year from now to that. You've listened to me for a long time. Some of you like it, some of you don't. I understand that. That's just the nature of this business. But I've traveled a lot around this country. And I have found in my travels, I mean, all the places I've been, all the football broadcasts I've done, all the basketball broadcasts I've done, I'm trying to think, how many do I have right here? I've got, I guess we have, 1,039 of them now in my career, between football and basketball on the Penn State Sports Network. Yeah, I went past 1,000 last year. I never told anybody. But in everywhere I have gone in my career, this is between the Susquehanna Valley and the Nittany Valley here at Penn State. I have found in this area the kindest, hardworking, caring individuals on the face of the earth are here. There's no area in the country I've been to where I have sensed a greater work ethic, that I have sensed a greater resolve of what is right and wrong, an area that pulls together when somebody needs something. And I've heard repeatedly over the last few weeks, quote, the culture being attacked. And now, you know, I think that, you know, obviously they're talking about the athletic culture, university culture, things like that. But you know what? They're talking to all of us. That there's more caring about football than there is about. And these people could not be any more wrong. We love our football, love it a lot. But we also know what's important in everyday life. And each one of you gets up every day, goes to work, puts in the best effort possible, because, again, I think this is the hardest working area with the best work ethic I've ever seen. Right here in our own backyard. I don't have to look anywhere else to find a better work ethic. People who understand what's good, what's bad, who care, who come together when things are wrong. I've talked about the charities. You can't have an area that has houses the Janet Weiss Children's Hospital and the Geisinger Medical Center without having incredible, caring professionals, not just from the outstanding doctors there, but also to the nurses and the rest of the staff who care deeply. That's just one example of many we can cite along the way that is right there in our own backyard. And everyone knows what's important in life in our area. We don't have to be told or given perspective by some national pundit. We know who we are. We know what we represent. And we'll find along the way that once again, the formula of hard work, caring, and togetherness is going to make all the difference in the world as we enjoy our Saturdays together in the fall. And it's okay to love sports because it is a great release. It is great entertainment. It is great recreation. Whether you're going to the local high school wrestling match, or you're out there watching your son or your grandson or your granddaughter or your daughter play a sport, the great pride that you have as they accomplish something, and the great disciplines that sports can teach you. And then we go to a place like Beaver Stadium on a Saturday in the fall, tailgate, yell, scream, root hard. And what we'll discover is that time will pass. And even though an effort has been made to attempt to make sure that Penn State football cannot be successful, I think they're going to find that the resolve within a Bill O'Brien, his staff, his players, but most especially among you, the fans, the backbone of the emotion and passion in that stadium. You are the backbone, the emotion and passion in that stadium. I think people are going to find out that even though there was an attempt to make sure that it's down forever, that in the end something quite interesting is going to happen that they didn't count on. There's a long way to go in all of this. And as someone pointed out, part of that long way to go is getting more answers once another set of trials comes up. That maybe we can fill in some of the blanks. That is what's happened. But in the end, I don't want anybody commenting on what our culture is, because we know who we are and we know what we represent.